boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Might I suggest if you're having a very stressful day to text your coworkers and say, let's get ice cream. Because it works every time.
I get excited about it.
You're like, I'm cool as a cucumber, but I'll take ice cream.
Well, yes. As much as you're like, okay, I should help my coworker out. I should let him get out whatever they're feeling stressed out about. I'm like, in the back of my head, I'm just thinking about the ice cream I'm going to get. It's a bonus for me, a bonus for you. Everybody wins.
She's like, I could care less what you're going through. I just heard ice cream.
I think I have, kind of coached you into making this a regular. Can I tell you that I have sneakily done this with you before? There was a different time that you were having a bad day and you're like, I just need to like treat myself and step away for a minute. And I was like, how about we go try those dirty sodas?
You did.
If you get to have some little bit of release, then I want something out of it.
You are.
And that is a sweet treat.
You have trained me.
I have.
Am I a dog?
Yeah, I'm just excited to see how many places we can hit up. Today it was ice cream. Tomorrow could be cookies.
Are you also trying to stress me out at the exact same time?
What?
Well, I'm like, are you trying to stress me out so that I get stressed?
Well, no, because I don't want to get yelled at. No, thank you.
And then so that we have to go get a sweet treat.
I want to be the good guy who gets the sweet treats. So
I thought you were the one who's also trying to stress me out so that you then also get to go.
Not yet, but maybe someday when I'm craving ice cream or a snack or a cookie, I might just poke the bear a little bit. You're all
I need, all I need, all I need. Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Well, I regret to inform you that I have found a new dream job.
It was nice knowing you. It's that girl in the afternoon now.
I don't know if I'm good enough to do it, though, because I have fallen down an absolute wormhole on TikTok. This guy named Scott Reeder. Look him up. You will spend your entire evening scrolling through his videos because his job is to make prop food.
Like for movies?
That is correct. A lot of the time, it's like gross things that people don't really want to eat or that shouldn't be eaten, especially when you're taking multiple takes and filming for like, who knows, 3 hours at a time doing the same scene. He makes prop food that looks like the regular real food, but it's not. So the first video that came on my For You page that piqued my interest was some actors don't want to eat steak. Maybe they're vegetarian. Maybe they're like, I don't really want to eat something that fatty for 3 hours straight. He uses watermelon. He makes a watermelon steak. He cuts it in like a steak shape. And then he takes food coloring, brown, and then he takes black to make like grill marks on it. And you bite into it and it looks like a
watermelon.
A medium rare steak.
But it's watermelon.
But it's watermelon. Which I feel like biting into that I would be so confused.
That would trip my brain up so much.
But that would be so much easier to eat over and over and over again than a steak. Then he's talking about cockroaches, which I don't know any, but maybe like some freak like Tom Cruise is like, yeah, I'll eat a cockroach. But he showed how he makes them out of chocolate and then he takes sugar daddies and melts them down and makes them to like the spindly little legs and antennas and stuff. That's crazy. He showed how to make prop dirt. Oreos, ginger snaps. He takes vanilla Oreos and then white sprinkles and puts them in like a food processor. And it seriously looks like more real than any dirt that I've ever seen. And he's just eating spoonfuls of it. Ice cream treats. Obviously, if you have like a fudgy bar, that's going to melt in 10 minutes. He showed that he takes like chocolate. He melts it into a mold that is like a popsicle. And then he takes powdered sugar and dusts that on so it looks like it's cold. My favorite thing that I learned, by far, the movie Holes.
Yeah.
I know you love that movie. You know.
No, I hated that movie.
Oh, never mind. I feel like we quote it all the time.
I quote it, but I can't stand that
movie.
Okay,
well, that is a different conversation because now I'm offended. you know the scene where they find onions And yes. they're like, oh my gosh. And they are biting into these onions. Obviously, they're not making them bite into just raw onions. It's an apple. And they took the core out. And then they ran like an onion through it with green on top and then the roots hanging out. And then he wrapped it in rice paper and painted it with like reddish food coloring. So it looked exactly like an onion. They didn't really have to eat them. They were eating apples.
I feel lied to.
I feel like my mind is blown and I don't know how they ever eat like a normal. Like
I'm over here getting disgusted while watching movies because I'm like, ooh, you're eating a cockroach or an onion. But
no,
in fact,
it's a chocolatey treat.
And we over here thought actors had hard jobs.
Is that what you learned today?
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I need help figuring out what the heck we're going to do with this wall in our house.
What, like you're going to knock it down?
Well, no.
What do you mean? What are you going to do with it?
That's a good point, because what do I mean when I say that? Well, I told you that my boyfriend neighbor man got the laser pointer out and he was trying to figure out how we're going to put all of our wall art up.
Yeah.
And then he did that yesterday. And you know what? He did a pretty good job. Now I'm obsessed and I want to now put more wall art up. But there's this one gigantic wall going up the stairs to the bedrooms upstairs. And we measured it yesterday because I'm like, My brain is starting to wonder, like, what all we could do on this wall. It's 10 feet wide, and if we didn't count the railing, it would be 13 feet tall. But if we're going to count the railing for the stairs, it's technically 9.5 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
So first, my mind goes, okay, we could put a ton of Post Malone wall art all over the wall. I'm like, eh. Technically, our bedroom's on the way up there. The guest bedroom's on the way up there. And I always kind of imagine the guest bedroom would be Post Malone themed because you're posting it up in the Post Malone bedroom. Then my next idea was family pictures on that wall because that's usually what people do, right? They put like family pictures on your way going up a stairwell, right? But then my boyfriend, Neighborman, thinks that is like the tackiest thing ever. He does not like family photos at all. He's like, ugh, I don't
like it. I like it in grandma's house. Like my grandma had it because she had tons of grandkids. So it was like in age order. But you guys are kidless. And you could do all your pets.
He thinks it's fine if it's small pictures, but he's like big pictures.
Poster size.
He's like, that's stupid. That's so tacky. Yeah. He don't like that. So I'm like, okay, so that's out of the picture. So I'm like, what do we do with this gigantic wall?
I mean, are you trying to be aesthetic or can it be like stupid?
Why? What is stupid in your head?
Well, I immediately think that you could put shelves up for your cats to climb on.
Oh, God.
Did you ever see that on Instagram?
No.
Did you ever see that on Instagram?
Because that's what he wants to do.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yes. He's been wanting to do that for so freaking long.
I don't know.
I'm all here for pleasing our cats and giving them everything. Right? But, oh, my God. That is so honest. Pleasing.
No, I agree. I personally wouldn't want that out in like a main room of the house. The other thing that I think is like kind of, I don't know, maybe it could be classy, is you could do chalkboard paint and then you can like always draw new pictures and
maybe
leave each other messages.
Coming up with dumb ideas.
Or you can.
How the heck am I going to do chalk art on there? Yeah, that's tall, Taylor.
Well, you
had to get on a ladder.
Yeah, maybe.
I'll tell you what I was kind of thinking. Because your ideas suck. Oh,
I think these are going to be great.
I was thinking of doing shelves and then putting plants on them.
Yeah, that's fine. But like, I thought you were looking for cool ideas.
Better than your idea. I am not having my cats jump all over the place.
Cat ramps and chalk? That sounds pretty cool to me. Oh, I fear that my credit card bill is about to be more than I can afford. And actually, it's your fault, Destiny, of all people.
I didn't steal it. I mean, sometimes I think about it. I do look at it. I saw it today and I was like, ooh, why does it look like it might have a lot of money on it?
Don't get it twisted. Especially after listening to you talking about decorating your house. I'm going to make this about me. You're ruining my life. Listening to you decorating your house is ruining my life because I am the type of person that wherever I'm living, and this has been this way since I left home to go to college, I have the urge to redecorate every 6 months. I swear to God, I don't know what it is. And you have kind of drawn up this feeling. I've lived in my current place for, well, more than 6 months, probably almost a year, actually. And this is the first time that I'm really getting the itch to just get all new stuff. Like wall art. You got me with the wall art. I think that's where it started. I was even at a craft store over the weekend and was walking through the wall decor when I know for sure that I don't have any walls that need decorated. I just am bored and I want to hang up new stuff because I'm hearing you talk about it.
My mom, she wouldn't have that, but growing up, I remember she would get like annoyed very quickly of like how the rooms were laid out and would always want to redecorate, like more just like the couch has to be now on this side of the wall. It was like every 6 months. And I've never had that itch in my entire life.
No, I
think it's because I grew up seeing that. I have never been like that.
You mean to tell me as a kid, you never were up till 3 a.m. and your parents came in and were like, what's going on? And you're like, Mom, I am redecorating. And you just moved your bed across the room.
No.
Oh, my God. That was me constantly.
And I would like to say that my boyfriend, Neighborman, is blessed that he doesn't have to do that. Because I've never had that itch where I'm like, I walked in and I go, honey, we're moving the couch today. I just never had that. Ever. One bit, and I don't, even now looking at the house, I'm like, I don't foresee where else I would want to put the couch or where I would want to put that dining room table. I don't have that itch. And I also don't have the itch to decorate. If somebody else could do it,
I'll do it.
Please.
Can I decorate on your dime and then maybe I won't need to redecorate my house?
Please. Dear God, I had to call FaceTime my sister to be like, tell me where to hang these. If I could give you my card.
Give me your card. I'm going to need 2 weeks off and I'll have your place flipped in no time.
Okay. When you put that in for PTO and they're going to like, she's taking time off to decorate Destiny's. I don't know if they're going to approve of it.
This is me giving you my warning right now.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I get really excited when... I get really excited when anybody drives by. Because I'm like, who's that? Are they gonna come to the radio station? And then most of the time they don't. They keep driving. So what had just happened was a car I did not recognize was coming up our street, and I'm like, ooh, somebody's here. Who's it gonna be? Are they new? Are they new here? Are they just dropping something off? Do they have cake? Are they making a donut delivery?
Where's your first? Okay, why are those your two, cake and donuts?
I don't know, because I'm hungry, actually.
There's another one. Who's this? Are they pulling in?
Oh, no. And this is the game I play every day.
They don't want to come here, so I assume they don't have cake or donuts. They don't like us.
Dang it. Maybe you need to just order some.
And they'll still go right past us. No cake, no donut delivery. Is that what you do all day? Oh, no.
Yeah, that's why they had to turn my desk away from the window in my office, because all I was doing was waiting for someone to bring me.
You sound like at a basketball game where it's like they're doing the three throw or whatever it's called.
Oh, no. Not at all. But
is that
now
it's called the three throw? No. Three free throw. Free throw.
Yikes.
That stupid shot is called, okay? Mm-hmm. And then everybody goes, oh, you know, because they're trying to see if you can make it.
Yeah. I am doing that because I'm like, are you my new coworker? Do you have donuts? Or are you a bad guy? I don't know. That's just what I think when people come pulling up in a car I don't recognize.
What I just learned is, I don't know what that thing is called. What is it called? The three throw?
Free throw. I learned that you probably should watch a basketball game.
I thought it was a three throw.
No. I have a bit of an issue that I'm running into recently, and that's people keep calling me while I'm in the shower.
It's like they know.
It seems like people know.
Boop, 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 boop. Taylor's shower meter went off. I better call her.
Well, that's exactly right, because you're one of the people that did it. Let me paint you a picture.
I've got a thing. It goes off. It tells me when you're in the shower.
I'm sure you do. I'd like to paint a picture of what it's like to be in the shower with me, if you don't mind. I'm a night showerer.
I've always wanted to know what it was like to be in the shower.
I know. You don't have to tell me twice. I am a night showerer. It's the first thing I like to do when I get home. I want to shower, wash my makeup off, and then put my comfy clothes on. So that's...
God, I just wish you would have went into more detail.
Well, I get in and I'm naked, right?
Are you?
Well, yeah.
Tell me more.
So then it's about that time of night. Same time every night. I'm a night shower girl. And I bring my phone in the shower, which sounds really sad when I say it
okay,
out loud.
So does my boyfriend, neighbor man. What is with you freaks?
I like to... listen to things, whether it be music or a podcast.
He does too, but you know there's like shower speakers, right?
No, I don't really care to do all that.
Okay.
I don't need it to be loud because I live in a townhome. I don't need my neighbors to hear the murder podcast that I'm listening to while I'm showering.
Tonight on the murder of Stacy.
That's exactly what I'm doing. And
you're like, oh yeah, the suds are nice in here.
Well, I'm not like that. Don't put that on me. I'm not doing that. But I have a perfect shelf in my shower. So as I'm listening to whatever and my phone starts vibrating, it's very loud and I can see that somebody's calling me. Last night, it was you that was calling me while I was in the shower.
While you were listening to Stacy get murdered.
I was listening to murder and I ignored you because I was like, I'm literally almost done. It's going to be 5 minutes. The night before that, my mom had FaceTimed me while I was in the shower. I'm not answering FaceTimes while I'm in the shower, by the way. That's weird. But I did ignore and then text her and be like, hey, I'm in the shower. I'll call you back. And she sent me crying laughing emojis and said, okay. I'm like, what is so funny about that? And she was laughing at me for having my phone in the shower.
Yeah, why? No, I would never bring my phone in the shower. My biggest fear is I would accidentally turn the camera on and send somebody something I do not want to send. That's my biggest fear.
Oh, I know that my FBI agent or whoever's spying on my phone, like people say.
Get some nice views.
Has seen it all, baby. Seen it all.
I was having one of those mornings where I was trying on like a million and one different outfits and dresses. And every single one, I was like, ugh, I look fat. Let me give you some do's and don'ts when you hear your girlfriend saying that.
Oh, okay.
Because my boyfriend neighbor man was failing when I was saying that. I put on like this green dress that I really, really wanted to wear for our like date night that we have tonight. And I was like, oh my God, I look like a whale. I can't wear this. And he was like, no, you look beautiful. You look so gorgeous. You should wear that. I was like, let me stop you right there. When I say I look fat, you need to accept it and move on. You need to be like, yep, you look fat. And we need to move on. Don't try to make me feel better because it's not going to work. I'm going to fight you on it. And we're just going to go round and round and round.
Mm-hmm.
Just accept it and move on.
That's mean.
Well, I mean.
I don't like that. I disagree. I don't
what?
Like that
you
at all.
You want him to continue to be like, no, babe, you look good. You
well,
look good.
No.
I mean, I guess he doesn't have to tell me I look fat. I just want him to be like, okay, and let's move on. I don't need you to be like, no, you look great. You look fine.
Yeah, I get, okay, I guess
when I get to
that.
The point where I look fat, or I think I look fat, I should say, I need you to just... be with me in that moment and be like, okay, and let's move on. Don't try to make me feel better because it's not going to help.
You know what
it's
I
like,
need?
It's like when people say, when I say I'm sad or you can see I'm crying and you're like,
are you okay?
Oh, I'm going to smack you.
Yeah. No, here's what you need. Here's what I need. I'll speak for myself and you tell me if you agree.
Okay.
I need you to distract me from it. I need you to redirect my attention because if I'm like, oh my God, my hair looks so stupid.
Yeah.
I look like Cindy Lou Who. I need you to say, yeah, you kind of do. But oh my gosh, I can tell that
your butt's been looking good.
You've been squatting at the gym. That butt is juicy, girl. I need that.
You know
that.
What? I do need that.
So maybe next time he needs to tell you.
I'm sorry. I got really distracted. When did you think you looked like Cindy Lou?
I have a lot in my closet.
It has been so annoying.
Annoying.
The last couple mornings. Because the cats, Luna and Fat Mochi, have been having scheduled cat fights. It's like 7:45, 8 o'clock on the dot. And they are going at it.
Mm.
I don't know what is with these two.
Are they out of food? Are they hungry?
Well, yeah, they're hungry because I haven't woken up to feed them yet.
Well, that's why. They're just trying to make you miserable and say, Mom, feed me.
They're like, your alarm hasn't gone off yet. Feed us. I'm Fatmoji.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Oh. You're probably going to be the one that's getting smacked next. Oh,
no! Have you seen their claws?
I'm saying tomorrow could be.
This summer, we want you to actually enjoy your summer.
Yeah, we spend way too much time working.
Mm-hmm.
Not enough time enjoying the actual summertime. So we want to put a change to that this summer with Those Girls in the Afternoon's Clock Out Club.
We're asking businesses and employers to let their employees clock out early.
Let us out! Like that.
If your businesses or employers let you clock out early this summer, then you have officially joined the Clock Out Club.
And if you let us know on the Z102.9 text line, on Facebook, you can tag us on Instagram, we will give you a shout out on the radio that Tommy's hot dog shop has officially joined the Clock Out Club. How cool is that?
Dude, I want to go to wherever that is.
I do too. Hot dogs sound real bad.
And we're going to be hanging out at cool places all summer long where you can join us when you get to clock out early. We're going to be having our first place coming up on June 20th.
Yeah. Next Friday, you can find us doing our entire show live 3 to 7 p.m. at Bulldogs, Pizza Ranch, and the Fun Zone.
Need you say more when you say Fun Zone?
Can I tell you how much time I've spent in that Fun Zone?
Why? What do you know?
So many arcade games.
Oh, God.
I whooped my boyfriend Curly in basketball.
Yeah, they got the basketball stuff?
Yeah, I'm going to cry. But no need to cry when you get out of work early.
Yes, come join us on June 20th at Bulldogs, Pizza Ranch, and the Arcade, the Fun Zone.
And join Those Girls in the Afternoon official Clock Out Club. Leave a note on your boss's desk today.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Hey, so does anybody have a cow I can borrow for science?
Not that I'm aware of.
Well, I know there's got... This is Iowa. There's got to be plenty of cows.
Yeah.
I gotta meet up with some cows because there's a TikTok theory going around that apparently cows love jazz music.
I did not know this. They did not teach me this in school.
Me either. There's videos of people either driving by or like walking up to a pasture and blasting some jazz music, and the cows come lining up. Like, I mean, running up to the fence because they're so excited to hear this jazz music. I have been Googling all today to see, like, is there any science? Do cows mm-hmm. really love jazz music? Why do they love jazz music so much? I can't find anything. So I need to go out and experience it for myself. I just don't have a cow or a pasture.
I don't know if any of our coworkers living on a farm either, so.
I know that there's, like, some cows down the street from where I live. However, I'm not trying to get the police called on me for playing jazz music loudly outside of somebody's pasture.
Mm. I would like to know when cows get out.
Yeah.
Like they break the fence or something.
Right.
Do they play jazz to get them all back in?
See, I don't know. There's like herding dogs, right? Where they mm-hmm. like run and get the animals back in. But does jazz music do the same thing? I didn't know cows were this classy.
Do they like elevator music?
Are they at dive bars on jazz
nights?
Do they
go to Olive Garden? Does Olive Garden play jazz music? Yeah, they play jazz music, don't they? Or is that different?
I think no. Probably not.
You probably wouldn't go to the
It's probably Italian music.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
You know those crime scene walls they make in like only murders in the building or any other crime scene movies or TV shows you watch?
I'm very familiar.
I know you are.
Well, I've never made one, but I think it would be kind of cool.
I need to make one.
Down.
Stat.
Who'd you kill?
No one.
Oh.
It's not what you think. I need one of those crime scene walls anytime I'm meeting a new family member when it comes to my boyfriend, neighbor man's family.
I'm following.
Because we're going to dinner tonight, and I'm going to meet a new family member of his that I've still yet to meet. And I'm like, tell me a little bit more about them. What's their favorite color? What do they like? Where do they work? And he's not giving me enough info. I'm like, I need you to lay it out. Give me string, arrow it. Mm-hmm. Give me every. And he's not giving me enough. Here's the thing. I want to walk into that dinner tonight, and I want to be able to like quiz them about them. Do you know who you are?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how much I want to be able to like know about them.
I agree. I think this goes for any family member.
Mm-hmm.
Even friends. There are times even still that my boyfriend Curly will say one of his friends' names and I'm like, who are you talking about? Oh, I lived with him in college. I'm like, okay, why didn't we draw this up?
Uh-huh.
Like, I want to know who you lived with in college.
Yep.
And then like, mm-hmm. who their girlfriends were, because then you say their names and I don't know who you're talking about. And then like, maybe their ex that just kept bothering. Mm-hmm. I want all the details. And I think the only way to do that is to lay it out on a board.
As a crime scene. Is it because, are you also bad with names? I think it's because I'm bad with names. Like, I need this whole written out like a crime scene so that I feel like I'm a picture person. Uh-huh. And I need to see it as a picture. That way, when I see them in real life, I'll be like, oh, I remember where the body was.
Yeah.
Even though there was no body.
Was there a body? So funny. You're talking about meeting new family members and wanting all the details laid out beforehand because it's pretty nerve wracking.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's scary. And then the next level of like being a little nervous is when your family and your significant other's families maybe start interacting with each other.
Yes.
My parents have met Curly's brother before because he lives with us in the basement, as he does. So they met him like casually. But then last night, his brother asked me, hey, can I use your parents for that thing that I was going to give him your information for?
Oh, that the little thing for school. Oh, I don't know what you want to call it, the trial.
Yeah, like an interview kind of.
Yeah.
Very casual interview. And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. I'll call my parents and you can ask them what you need. They'd be happy to help. They've done this a million times for the four kids of their own that they have. But as I'm calling and I answer, my mom, Kris Jenner, she has like a ponytail sprouted on the top of her
head.
Do you
FaceTime her?
Yeah. I always FaceTime her. I'm like, hey, girl, what are you doing? You're looking really
like
nice.
Like a pony.
Like some sort of wild bird. And she's like, oh, I've been cleaning, whatever. I'm like, okay, would you mind helping Curly's brother with a little questionnaire that he has to do? And she goes, oh, my God, on video? I'm like, well, no, you're not being recorded, but I am going to hand the phone over to his brother so that he has to ask you the questions. And she goes, well, give me a second. Meanwhile, his brother is sitting at the bar stool like 2 feet away from me hearing all this. And I'm like, okay, I'm here. Just 1 second. She's got to tidy up for you.
Tell me she took the ponytail out.
She did. She did. And then they chatted, which he ended up putting the phone like flat on the table anyways, because I think he maybe was like, this is a little bit weird being on FaceTime with parents that aren't my own parents. But it was quite interesting watching them interact.
My question is, who on earth is cleaning like that?
Kris Jenner, my mother.
With her ponytail like a unicorn.
Well, she's got Kris Jenner hair. It's short. It's a tiny little sprout on top of her head. She slayed it, honestly.
You know what? I kind of want to manifest to be like her one day.
Same. I always think that.
I'm finally getting my driver's license updated on Friday, which it's needed. Okay. My driver's license still has my Vinton address on it. And I haven't lived in Vinton since 2014.
I'm right there with you. You're kind of inspiring me to call because I really need to get mine updated too.
Well, my boyfriend, the whole reason I'm doing this is because my boyfriend Neighborman's getting his updated. And I'm like, you know what? We just bought a house in Marion. We're going to be there. I'm not letting him move. We're not moving. Ever. Okay.
Okay.
So we are going to get these driver's licenses. We're stuck there until the day we die. Okay.
Uh-huh.
But I'm more panicking about the picture. All right. This is why I don't want to update my driver's license, because the picture is the most intimidating thing. I could deal with like DMV and having to sit there forever. And you know what? If they're mean to me, fine. I'll deal with that too.
Yeah.
It's the picture I don't want to do. Because last time, I screwed it up badly. I look like a murderer.
Same. Well, that is just everybody in this state, because we're not allowed to smile.
That's the problem. Except for our coworker, Loretta. I looked at her driver's license today. She looks hot. I don't know. Maybe she did hers in another state or what. She looks like a Victoria's Secret model.
She's got the smize.
Oh my God. I don't know what she did, but here's the deal. Last time when I did my driver's license, I did my initial, or I did my name. And when I did the I for Destiny, I dotted the I maybe a little too hard. And when I did that, the I gave me a big fat mole on my neck.
That isn't actually there.
No. Oh. So I gotta fix that this time. Don't go so hard with the I.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm also nervous about braces this time. I've got to make sure I don't eat nothing.
Dude, you can't smile.
You're right. I forgot about that. You can't.
In fact, they're going to tell you to shut your mouth if you have it open.
I forgot about that. I was more worried about I was going to get food stuck in my teeth because of my braces. You know what? And you just reminded me, last time when I got my driver's license, they kept telling me, ma'am, shut your mouth. And I was like, it is.
Oh,
and
they're like picky about it.
And I'm like, they're like, it is. And I was like, it's shut. And they're like, shut it more. And I'm like, it is. Shut it more. And I'm like, how much more do you want me to shut it? It's shut.
Yeah, they want it clenched. They also want your ears sticking out. There's no possible way you look hot.
Well, how can I have my Dumbo ears out and still look like a Victoria's Secret model? It's not possible.
Wear a mask. I don't know.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
Well, tonight's trivia question is really inspired by how my morning went this morning. I just really wanted to cry. This big girl cries lots.
I have my guess.
Why? Go.
Why you wanted to cry. Because you didn't get groceries, so you didn't have a lunch to pack. And now you want to cry because you're hungry.
Uh-huh. That's exactly what it is.
I know it is.
I wanted a PB&J sandwich this morning. Why? I don't know. I haven't craved that since I was a kid.
That's very odd. And I'd like you to wait to cry, if at all possible.
Well, that is not tonight's trivia question, but it has to do with crying. 50% of women cry when this happens to them in life. What is it?
Maybe it's needing a PB&J. I don't know. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
There are other women who are crying about the crisis of PB&J sandwiches
who
out there.
Who cried at their first PB&J?
They're really good.
That Uncrustable made me sob.
Oh, God, Uncrustables.
Sorry.
The strawberry ones are divine. 50% of women cry when this happens to them in life. What is it?
Text in your yes to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
Tonight's trivia question has to do with crying. Sometimes you have a day where you're just like, you know what? If I cry, it will get just 100 times better. I feel you. I am you. Taylor is not you. She will never
like feelings.
The question is, 50% of women cry, not Taylor, when this happens to them in life. What is it?
I do wonder if it has made me cry, whatever the answer
is. All the guesses that come in, I'm going to ask you.
Oh, okay. Well, you can still text in your guess, by the way. 319-200-1029. But so far, Deb said when they find out they're pregnant.
Never mind. I'm not going to ask you.
Well, I'll say I haven't had that moment. So
I knew you had it.
I would probably wet my pants and wet my eyes. I'd be so scared. What's going on?
And she's getting wet everywhere.
Actually, though, for realsies.
She'll be sweating, too.
Scary.
3820 says, when you get a bad haircut, did you cry? Have you ever gotten a bad haircut?
I don't know that I've ever gotten a bad haircut. I think I would. If I did, if somebody gave me, like,
okay,
some wonk bangs, I would probably cry.
You cut your hair really, really short, like, a year ago.
Yeah.
And then, like, after, like, a couple of months, you started to be like, okay, I wish I had my long hair back.
Yeah.
Did you ever cry from it?
No.
Okay.
Not once. Because I know my hair grows really fast.
Okay. Will you stop being so smart?
No. 5988 said when they get fired.
Have you ever gotten fired?
No.
Written up?
No.
In trouble?
Yes.
Did you cry?
But did I cry? Yeah, once. I'll throw him under the bus. One time, Chris Jackson, our coworker from X107.5, made me cry.
Go on. I want to hear you.
That's all I'll say on the radio.
Did he see you cry? That's what I wanted. Yeah!
And then he wouldn't let me leave until I stopped crying.
Christopher, are you listening? I want the details. The dirty details of her crying.
Yeah.
I've never seen you cry. Did he get videos?
Well, no, I don't think. Well, maybe. I don't know.
He was like, that's very unprofessional of you. I did not get any videos.
Yeah, you might be holding him hostage.
God, I'm so jealous.
Well, it wasn't fun for me, if that matters. If I was crying and I had a real reason to cry.
God, I've never been so jealous of somebody in my entire life.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. I'm praying on your downfall.
Okay.
It's only because I want to see you be human for once.
It's not possible.
I just want to see you have emotions one time. Can she cry?
No.
That's all I want to see.
No, I cannot.
50% of women cry when this happens.
Never been me.
Heavens to them. Win life, what is it?
Texting your guests to 319-200-1029. And the answer's coming up in two songs.
Do you think Chris remembers?
Yeah, he does.
He does?
Yeah, because I brought it up like not long ago, I think.
About, you're like, oh, do you remember when you made me cry?
Yeah.
And what'd he say?
Yeah. It was uncomfy for both of us, I think.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
The question tonight, 50% of women cry when this happens to them in life. What is it?
The Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
50% of women cry when a proposal happens to them in their life.
Period.
Oh, I know I'm going to cry like a freaking baby, dude. I've already practiced.
Well, yeah. That already happened once. You got real practice.
Forgot about that.
Did you cry?
That one, I did.
Okay.
But... Okay, we'll be real here. We had a slight argument before.
Oh shoot.
And so I was crying because I was excited, and then I was crying because I felt bad about the argument.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna try real hard for this next time. No argument. That we don't argue ever, like
just happy tears.
Happy tears.
Glad you got your practice round out.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.